Pink cream of tomato soup makes a wonderful lunch for the children these chilly days.
Because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine food for over 80 years, present the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. See a rather unusual sight this evening. Take a look in the kitchen at the Nelson's house. Harriet's in there doing the dinner dishes. Oh, there's nothing out of the ordinary about that, of course, but if you'll take another look, you'll notice that Ozzie, David, and Ricky are ably assisting her. Well, anyway, they're assisting her.
Oh, for goodness sake, boys, take it easy.
Thanks a lot, fellas, but I think I can take it from here. Don't you want us to finish the dishes? Well, not the way you're finishing them.
I'm sorry, Mom. It just kind of slipped out of my hand.
Me too. I can't understand it.
Maybe we ought to get paper plates. Then you couldn't break them.
Oh, don't worry. We can figure out a way.
What about yourself?
I hope you'll notice I had a perfect score, not a single breakage.
Well, that's very good, dear. Of course, it's pretty hard to break the pots and pans.
Yes, but I didn't drop any. Even if they were plates, it wouldn't have made any difference.
Yeah, but pots and pans have handles on them.
You want me to do that, Mom?
No, that's okay. I got it, thanks.
If you don't let me help, how am I going to ask a favor?
What favor is this?
I was kind of hoping I could go over to Will Thornberry's tonight.
Well, don't you have any homework to do?
I can do it in school tomorrow.
I think you better do your homework tonight and see Will tomorrow.
Golly, that's all I ever do. Homework.
Well, we've all been through the same thing.
Yeah, but you know what they say. All homework and no Will makes life a bitter pill.
Corn to rub off on me.
The answer is, when there's something unpleasant has to be done, go right after it, get it out of the way, and then have your fun. I've told you that hundreds of times.
I know, but it's hard to do.
Oh, that reminds me, don't forget your dentist appointment tomorrow.
Holy smokes, not again.
Now, wait a minute. You talk about the dentist as if you're going to an executioner.
He's a nice man, but golly.
You may have a couple of uncomfortable moments, but it's for your own good. Gotta learn to take things like a man. Just a question of mental attitude. Just set your jaws and see the thing through.
Well, if you say so.
A little more like it.
I hate to break in here, but I don't want this to get too far out of hand.
Well, don't you think what I'm saying makes sense?
Well, yes, and I'm glad to hear you say it, because the appointment isn't for Ricky, it's for you, dear.
For me? Yes, sirree. Didn't Dr. Smith go east for the dental convention or something?
Yes, but Dr. Taylor's handling his appointment.
Dr. Taylor? I've never even heard of him.
Oh, he's a young dentist in town. Very good, too, I understand.
Well, I'm certainly not going to have any Johnny-come-lately sticking his clumsy hands in my mouth.
Well, I'm sure he's very capable, or Dr. Smith wouldn't have recommended him.
I know, but I don't see the sense of going to a strange dentist. Besides, I don't think I have anything that has to be done right away.
Oh, he said Dr. Smith was sending your x-rays over to him.
Makes a big, silly production out of nothing.
Aren't you going to go, Pop?
Your mother's made the appointment. Evidently, I don't have much choice.
Maybe the dentist won't even show up.
I say, not to change the subject, but you don't have anything planned for Sunday evening, do you?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you're coming home for dinner.
Oh, sure. Why, did you invite somebody over?
Yes, I did. I met the cutest girl over at Mary Dunkel's the other day, and she's new in town, doesn't know very many people.
You mean you're going to give a big party for her?
Oh, no. I just thought maybe you might know some nice young man.
Oh, Harriet, not again. Now, why do you gals always have to be matchmakers?
She's a very cute girl. Where do you meet her?
Well, I don't doubt it, but, well, gee, I don't know anybody there.
Well, we really don't have to have anybody else.
Besides, aren't you starting a little early this year? The mating season usually doesn't start till after April Fool's Day.
Well, this is a very attractive girl, and it would be nice if we had some young man we could introduce her to.
You could introduce her to me?
introduce yourself to that homework of yours, young fella.
And so do I.
Well, it sure takes a long time for a guy to grow up.
Well, maybe so, but it takes an awful short time to grow old, so enjoy it while you can, boys.
Speaking of enjoying yourself, and I use it loosely, what time is this dental appointment of mine tomorrow?
3 o'clock, is that okay?
Yeah, I guess it'll have to be.
Now, don't start worrying about it.
Well, who's worrying? Like I said, I probably don't have much work to be done. Maybe just a cleaning. Maybe nothing at all, who knows? Maybe it's like Ricky said, the dentist might not even show up.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I think I have an appointment with Dr. Taylor. My name is Mr. Nelson.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Nelson, but I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. Dr. Taylor was called out on an emergency. He won't be able to see you today.
Oh, really? How about that?
He just called and said he'd be gone most of the afternoon. I'm terribly sorry. It was quite
unexpected. Oh, it's perfectly all right. I don't mind at all.
Well, I hope the rest of the patients are as understanding as you are. I've only been with Dr. Taylor a few days, and I really haven't had a chance to get acquainted.
Well, I'm sure the others won't mind.
Well, they won't if they're all understanding young men like you.
Oh. Well, I'm really not so understanding.
I hope you don't think I'm too bold, but isn't that one of those new suits with the natural shoulders you're wearing?
Oh, why, yes, it is.
Oh, it looks perfectly stunning.
Oh.
All the really smart young men were wearing them when I left home.
Oh, thank you.
It's so silly to wear those big shoulder pads when a man is naturally broad-shouldered like you are. Don't you think so?
Oh, I'm really not so understanding.
The color is most becoming, too. What is that?
Well, it's just a sort of a kind of a gray.
Well, it certainly goes perfectly with your blue eyes. They are blue, aren't they?
Oh, yes. How nice of you to note it.
A pair of socks that would go perfectly with that suit. Here they are. How do you like them?
Oh, well, they're very nice.
Unfortunately, I've already promised this pair to my brother back home, but if you really like them, I could get them all of the same material.
Oh, no, that's awfully nice of you, but I have quite a few socks from Christmas.
Well, if you change your mind, just let me know.
Oh,
well,
it's very nice of you. I guess I might as well run along.
Well, I'll tell Dr. Taylor you were in, and we'll make another appointment for you.
I was just wondering. I believe he had some x-rays he was going to look at. Maybe they'd give me a hint as to what was in store for me.
Well, he's going to call back here later on. I'll tell you what. I'll ask him about them, and then you can call me at my home. The number is Granite 4837.
No, I can wait. I don't want to trouble you.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. That was Granite 4837.
Well, on second thought, it might be better not to know about the x-rays, that is.
Well, why don't I write the number down for you, just in case?
No, Bill, please don't bother. It's really not that urgent.
Well, if you should change your mind, it's very easy to remember. Granite 4837.
Yes.
I'll be home around 6.
Yeah, well, if I get a chance, I'll call. Otherwise, I'll get in touch with the office around the beginning of the week.
You be sure and do that now, here. And it's been such a pleasure meeting you. I don't know when I've met such a charming gentleman.
Oh, hi, Thorny, old boy.
Hi, Oz. Where you been?
I had an appointment with the dentist.
What happened? Did he give you laughing gas or something?
No, nothing like that, Thorny. I got a wonderful break. The dentist was called out on an emergency, and I spent a very delightful time chatting with his charming receptionist.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Of course, it's all completely innocent and all, but, you know, Thorny, she seemed to...
Well, now, you know I'm not a guy who goes around looking.
I'm sure she must have been kidding about the socks.
Well, go on, Oz. This sounds interesting.
She was knitting this pair of socks, and she offered to knit me a pair, too.
You're kidding, Oz.
No. She wanted to give me the ones she was knitting, but she'd already promised them to her brother.
No, well, that was probably just an excuse. What was the matter? Were they the wrong size, or maybe they were the wrong color, huh?
No, she said they'd go perfectly with my blue eyes.
Blue eyes! Wow! You must have really turned on the charm, doll face.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Thorny, wait. Now, don't get the wrong idea. It was nothing like that at all.
Imagine having this babe fall all over you. What line did you give her?
Now, don't be... I didn't give her any line. I didn't say a word.
Well, you gave her the strong, silent approach.
I did not.
Well, which approach did you use?
I just walked in... Now, I didn't approach the girl at all.
Well,
I don't
she
like
approached
the,
you.
Yeah, no, Thorny.
Obvious that one of you is not telling the truth.
If you'll excuse me, Thorny, I'm going in the house. I don't have to stand here and take this from you.
Just as a matter of curiosity, how did the girl react when you told her you were married?
Well, I didn't tell her.
You didn't tell her?
Well, of course not. The subject didn't... Look, Thorny, the girl is a receptionist in the dental office.
Yeah, please, Oz, please. I'd rather you wouldn't tell me. I just don't like to get involved in things like this.
All right, Thorny, have your fun. Go on, have your fun.
Oh, I will, Oz, I will. But you better watch your step, you dog.
In just a moment. When you stop to think of it, it's not surprising that most women regard Heinz cream of mushroom soup as a party dish. There's something downright luxurious about this velvety, delicately seasoned soup with its wealth of cream and tender mushroom pieces. But at today's low prices, you'll want to give Heinz cream of mushroom soup, along with a vegetable salad or a cheese sandwich, to the youngsters for lunch. You'll be using Heinz cream of mushroom undiluted as a sauce for leftover chicken or ham, too. And while we're on the subject of versatile soups, don't forget Heinz cream of chicken. As a smooth, chicken-rich soup or thrifty, wonder-working sauce, it's perfection. These, of course, are just two of the energy-giving, quick-to-fix favorites in the complete line of money-saving Heinz condensed soups. When you shop tomorrow, insist on Heinz, the quality soups that cost no more. You know they're good because they're Heinz. Part of human nature, or maybe I should say masculine human nature, that a guy can be feeling just average, or maybe a little low even, and some gal, not necessarily his wife, can bat a few eyelashes at him and toss out a little sweet talk, and the first thing you know, this usually normal, intelligent man will start floating around on a cloud.
Ozzy?
No. Oh, hello, dear.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're just trying on these ties. Maroon is good with blue, isn't it?
Oh, sure. What have you got on that's blue?
Well, my... Well, you know, I got that blue suit. Oh, that is, I used to, and I have a couple of light blue shirts, haven't I?
I think you have. And you also have those baby blue eyes, don't you remember, dear?
Harriet.
Yes?
By any chance, did Thorny drop by here this afternoon?
Yes, he did, just a little while ago.
I thought so, the big blabbermouth. Well, all I can say is that you certainly must know there's absolutely nothing to the whole thing. I never saw the girl before in my life. Absolutely nothing between us except a perfectly innocent conversation. She was probably just a little lonesome, and I seemed understanding, perhaps. Chances are I'll never see her again in my life. And as for Thorny, I'm surprised at him for starting such a ridiculous rumor.
What's Thorny got to do with it?
Wasn't he the one who blabbed the whole thing to you?
No, he just came over and borrowed a pack of cigarettes. What's this about you and some girl?
You didn't say that you wouldn't have... Why can't... Where did you get this thing about my blue eyes?
You've always had blue eyes. Now, what's this about this girl? When did this happen?
Well, like I said, it was nothing. It was yesterday afternoon. Remember, I had the appointment with the dentist and he didn't show up?
No, you didn't tell me he didn't show up.
Well, I was going to tell you. I never got around to it. But believe me, Harriet, there was absolutely nothing. I was kidding Thorny a little. You know how we joke around with each other, making mountains out of molehills?
Well, for goodness sakes, dear, you don't have to explain anything. I can't trust you after 16 years.
Darn Thorny anyway.
What's the matter with Thorny?
Why can't he buy his own cigarettes?
Hadn't you better get dressed?
For what?
Well, don't you remember? Kathy's coming over for dinner tonight. I told you about it.
Kathy?
She's that girl from out of town.
Oh, yes, you mentioned the other night. Hey, what's her name?
Kathy. Kathy Calhoun.
Calhoun? Sounds like a southern name.
Yes, she's from South Carolina or Georgia or someplace down there. She has the cutest southern accent. Where do you meet her? Which reminds me, I'd better phone and see if she has any way of getting over here.
Oh, yes, if she has no way of getting over, we could make it some other night. Or maybe she can.
Oh, don't be silly. If she doesn't have a car, you can drive over and pick her up.
No, Harriet, I'm sure she wouldn't want to put us to all that trouble.
Well, it's no trouble.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Who's picking up the girl, you or me?
You are.
Okay.
And it's very kind of you.
Well, I... No, just a second, Harriet. Harriet.
Just a minute, dear. What was the number? I think it was...
Now, Harriet...
Ran at
4837. Harriet.
Well, yes, that's right. How did you know?
How did I know what?
How did you know her phone number? I said Granite 48 and you said 37.
Oh, did I? Well, it's natural I should say 37 if you say 48. 3 from 7 is 4 and 2 times 4 is 8. Yes, that's a good one.
Well, I never was very good at arithmetic.
It'd be funny if she forgot all about it and wasn't even home tonight.
Hello, Kathy? Harriet Nelson. You haven't forgotten that you're having dinner with us tonight, have you?
She's probably made other plans.
Oh, that's good.
Sure, it's better that way.
Ozzy, please. Oh, wonderful. I'm anxious to hear all about it. Would you like my husband to pick you up? He's very good at that sort of thing. Okay, fine, Kathy. We'll look forward to seeing you.
She's coming over?
Yeah, she's already ordered a cab. She says she's just bursting with news. She's got a new job, and she's got a terrible crush on somebody. She wants to tell me all about it.
Harriet, you say this is a girl who talks with a southern accent. She's only been in town a short while. And the number you just dialed was Granite 4837.
Yes, that's right.
Did she say who she's working for?
No. No, she just said she's a receptionist for some dentist.
No, I'll go up and change my clothes.
Kathy.
Harriet, honey, it was so sweet of you to ask me over.
It was a pleasure. Come on in.
Thank you.
I want you to meet my husband.
Now, let's all be sensible.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Nelson. I'm so happy to meet you at last. Your charming wife has been telling me so much about you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just dying to hear all the news, Kathy. Come on in and tell us about it.
Well, I must admit I've really been enjoying myself in your fair city.
Yes, it is a pretty good little town.
Can I help you with dinner or anything, Harriet?
No, I think I have everything pretty well under control. In fact, it's just about ready if Ozzy will carve the roast.
Oh, yes, of course.
This is a lovely home you have here. And it's so nice of you to invite me over.
Oh, we're so glad
to. Thank you.
I'm sorry to stare at you like that, Mr. Nelson, but... Wait a minute. Of course. Hmm? Now I remember.
Remember what?
There was a boy I used to go with back home who had a necktie just like that.
Well, good for him.
And this is a picture of David when he was 3 years old.
Oh, my, he certainly looks like his daddy, doesn't he?
Yes, I guess he does at that.
I wonder who that can be. Excuse me for a moment.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, hello, Dr. Taylor. Won't you come in?
I just thought I'd drop by with Mr. Nelson's x-rays. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, not at all. Ozzie, this is Dr. Taylor.
Oh, hello, doctor.
Hello, Mr. Nelson. I'm sorry I missed you at the office yesterday. I was called out on an emergency.
Yes, your receptionist told me. In fact, this is a coincidence.
Why, Miss Calhoun, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, goodness sake. Oh, you two know each other?
Why, yes, indeed. Miss Calhoun is my receptionist. And a very good one, too.
Oh, doctor.
Won't you sit down, Dr. Taylor? Will you have a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I can only stay a moment.
Mr. Nelson, something just occurred to me.
What's that?
Well, all evening, I've had the strangest feeling that I've seen you before.
Oh?
And it suddenly dawned on silly little old me that we met at Dr. Taylor's office. You were the 3 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, yes, by golly, I think you're right. Your face is rather familiar, too.
I have such a terrible memory, and so many people come in. Dr. Taylor is very popular.
Well, I try to do my humble best.
Are you sure you won't have a cup of coffee, Dr. Taylor?
Oh, no, Mrs. Nelson, really. I only stopped by to,
to give Mr. Nelson the x-ray.
Yes. Yes, that's right. What a surprise to find Miss Calhoun here. Very pleasant surprise, I might add.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. To tell you the truth, I hardly recognized you in that new suit.
Oh? Do you like it?
Oh, yes, very much. I especially like the color. Brown makes a man look so distinguished.
Well, thank you.
And the style is perfect. A tall, muscular man like yourself should always wear a double-breasted suit.
Well, I'm glad you approve, Miss Calhoun.
Oh, I do. In fact, I'm going to knit you a pair of socks just to match your suit. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I'd better be running along, Harriet.
Oh, so soon?
I hate to leave, but I wouldn't want to miss that last bus. It's so cold tonight, and I don't like standing on the phone.
I'd be very happy to drive you home, Miss Calhoun.
Oh, I wouldn't think of taking you so far out of your way.
Oh, nonsense is no trouble at all.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm positive. Here, I'll help you with your coat.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
A pleasure.
Well, I really had a wonderful time tonight, Harriet. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so glad you could come over, Kathy.
Well, good night, Mrs. Nelson. Good night, Mr. Nelson.
Good night, Kathy.
Good night.
Well, dear, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, it was a pleasant evening. This Calhoun girl really pours it on, though, doesn't she? I was rather surprised at Dr. Taylor.
In what way?
Oh, the way he fell for that corny line she was handing him.
What corny line?
All that stuff about his suit and knitting the socks. Such obvious flattery.
I wouldn't say that.
You mean you think she meant all that stuff?
Well, maybe she did. You remember she said on the phone that she'd met someone she was crazy about? I think it's Dr. Taylor.
Oh, it's possible. I suppose some girls might go for his type. Then on the other hand, it could be a line that she hands out to every man she meets.
Oh, I don't think so. She strikes me as being too smart for that.
You think so? That's marvelous.
What are you marvelous thing about?
I might as well let you in on a little secret. You think she's so smart. When I met Kathy in Dr. Taylor's office yesterday, she gave me practically the same routine. Now, that was only yesterday, and she's so smart that tonight she didn't even remember me. What do you think of that?
I think she's a pretty smart girl. Blue eyes. What do you think?
Oh, golly, women are confusing.
Yes, I guess maybe we are at times. Come on upstairs, dear. And stop looking so unhappy. I'll knit you the nicest pair of socks you've ever seen.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Pardon us for referring to our fan mail, but we recently received a letter from an enthusiastic gentleman who said, quote, "Your split pea soup is really a winner and would do any homemaker proud," unquote. Now, how better could we describe Heinz condensed split pea soup? We might add, however, that it's a rugged stick-to-the-rib soup made from choice split peas and bits of tender smoked pork, carefully cooked and seasoned. It's the kind of energy-giving soup to pour piping hot into a vacuum bottle if your husband or youngsters carry their lunch. Or you might give them Heinz Gumbo Creole, a real southern treat filled with fluffy rice, okra, celery, and other vegetables. Every soup in the complete line of Heinz condensed soups, by the way, is a buy at today's low prices. So save time and money by serving these nourishing soups often. You know they're good because they're Heinz.
And starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, Heinz soups are condensed. You get twice as much soup by adding an equal part of milk or water.
That suits me fine.
Me too. I like a lot of corn.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, Don Brown, Shirley Mitchell, Gerald Moore, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
So long, folks. This is Ozzie saying goodnight for the four Nelsons and the 57 variety.